These are the cold, hard football facts on Patriots.com. The truth hurts.
You never take it. Hello, football fans. Welcome to the cold, hard football facts on Patriots.com. I am your friendly neighborhood potentate of pigskin, Kerry J. Byrne, joined as always by my sidekick and the voice of God, Patrick Imig in St. Louis. Patrick, how you doing, buddy?
Tell you what, St. Louis is really taking a step up if they have the voice of God now.
Well, you know, you got that radio voice, you know, and we need a title for you, Patrick. I mean,
I'll gladly take the title that was once given to John Facenda at NFL Films.
Maybe that's what you need, you know. We need, you know, you need to be the new voice of God at NFL Films. That'd be quite a gig, don't you think?
Yeah, that'd be fun.
We'll
work on that.
Brush up on your resume. So, Well, listen, folks, we got what we think is a really exciting show here today. We're going to talk about, obviously, the Patriots have a big game coming up against Peyton Manning and the Denver Broncos. We're going to talk to ESPN NFL insider Adam Schefter, who, of course, covered the Broncos for quite a long time, especially during the Super Bowl glory days of John Elway. He's going to offer his insights on the game. We're going to talk a little. Actually, we got some special guests in the studio this week. We're going to talk some hardcore tailgating and cocktail making with two of my favorite restaurant people, Garrett Harker, who owns Eastern Standard and a number of other restaurants in Boston's Fenway neighborhood, and cocktail mixologist, maker to the gods. Everyone's going to be something to the gods this week, I think, Patrick. Jackson Cannon, who, by the way, Patrick, it's too bad you're not in the studio because they brought in booze, beer, and homemade sausage. So we're going to have
really?
To... Yeah, so you're missing out, unfortunately.
Yeah, that sounds like... Well, I was going to say almost like every day for me.
So. Well, we'll mail you the leftovers. How about that?
I appreciate that, yeah. Overnighted.
So, well, we got some cool stuff going on, folks. Like I said, a lot of cool guests, some fun stuff. Big games coming up. A lot to talk about last week. If you want to join in, of course, you can call us on the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398. You can also email us at webradio@patriots.com. You can tweet us or Twitter us, as we like to say around here. You can tweet us at Football Facts. One question we want to know right now, and we wrote about it this week on coldhardfootballfacts.com and also my column this week on Sports Illustrated. Peyton Manning versus Tom Brady, Pat. Is that the biggest quarterback rivalry in NFL history? I say it is, and I'm wondering what your thoughts might be.
I'd say it is definitely in my lifetime, that's for sure. The only rivalry I could really think of that's happened in the last 25 or 30 years, maybe Montana and Marino.
Yep.
But they didn't go back and forth over the course of time like Manning and Brady have, and the fact that they're both behind the center for two of the best offenses based off the relativity index at the Cold Hard Football Facts. I would say that, they're definitely the Rocky and Apollo of quarterback rivalry.
Well, you know, one thing that makes it different than say, Montana or Marino, and remember the debate back then was, you know, Marino putting up the big numbers versus Joe Montana winning the Super Bowls, which, if you remember, you know, 8-10 years ago, that was the debate about Brady and Manning, because Manning was putting up the big numbers, and Tom Brady was seen as more of the game manager efficient guy. Well, of course, Tom Brady later in his career started putting up phenomenal numbers and is now, you know, a more highly rated passer in his career, and has a lot of numbers, you know, based on the number of games he's played, better than Peyton Manning. But I think the big difference between Manning and Brady and all those other rivalries, Pat, Marino and Montana really ever played each other. I think they faced each other three or four times in their career, including once in the Super Bowl, which was a monster 38-16 49ers victory. By the way, that team didn't even have Jerry Rice yet. That team
right.
went 18-1 and beat up Dan Marino's Dolphins in Super Bowl 19, and then they drafted Jerry Rice after that. People forget that Jerry Rice joined a great team, but, you know, those guys, Marino and Montana, really, really played, whereas Brady and Manning seems they play every year, and 8 of the last 11 times, the winner of the, you know, with Manning at the Colts, the winner of that regular season series got the home field advantage in the playoffs. Not only that, they played 3 times in the postseason, and the winner of the Brady-Manning game each time, Pat, went on to win the Super Bowl each of those postseason meetings. I don't think there's ever been anything like it, quite frankly.
Yeah, I would say the only thing that I could compare it to as far as quarterback rivalries would probably be David Klingler and Don Majkowski.
Well, yeah, the Magic Man, you know, I mean, that's some good time old school football. I think I have the NFL Films box set DVD Don Majkowski collection.
The poor Magic Man, that guy had it going for about a year, and then that whole Brett Favre thing happened.
You kind of got in the way. And who's the famous guy who Lou Gehrig replaced? Was it Wally Pipp?
Wally Pipp, yeah.
So that's who, he's kind of the Wally Pipp, right? I mean, the guy who looked like a good player and then decided to, you know, got injured one day, got injured at the wrong time, and you know, look what happened.
Yeah, there was no turning back for him, for Mr. Wally.
Yeah, if only you were old enough, you could have taken out John Facenda back in 1982 and taken his job.
Yeah, that would have been tough, though. I would have been just crawling around my playpen.
So what do we get on tap here, Pat? Do we get diving into some
icy issues?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. We've been talking about the Dolphins, so this is a nice little easy segue for your first icy issue. Mercury Morris needs to put up a security gate in front of the 72 Dolphins neighborhood because the Houston Texans are on a quest for perfection.
Well, you know, people make fun of Mercury Morris. By the way, a little known piece of trivia, which I guess is why it's trivia, but Mercury Morris has the second highest average per rush attempt in NFL history, behind only Jim Brown. They're the only two guys in NFL history to average more than 5 yards per attempt in their career among qualifying running backs. Actually, I think D'Angelo Williams just joined that list. So if you're interested in Mercury Morris trivia, that's it. But I like the Texans. You know, I like the Texans big. They right now have the potential. They do have the potential to go 16-0, Pat. I think the big question is they face the Packers and Ravens in consecutive weeks. And then the monster game of the year, what I think is going to be the biggest game of 2012. The Houston Texans go outdoors at night in the cold into Foxborough right here at Gillette Stadium. And what's going to be the biggest Monday night game of the year. And it'll be very interesting, Pat, if that team is 12-0 and on a quest for 16-0 against the only team that has done it, just like the Bears and Dolphins back in 85, which I believe is the highest rated Monday night football game in history. So I don't know if they'll do it, but I'm definitely rooting for them to be at least 12-0 when they come to Foxborough in December.
Yeah, hopefully it won't be a repeat for the Texans as far as the calendar year for 2011 to 2012 with injuries, because, you know, that obviously derailed them last year losing Chubb. So if they all stay healthy, that's going to be quite the main event.
Yeah, and we'll talk
Monday Night Football.
I agree. When we talk about our quality stats power rankings a little later, we'll dive into a little more Texans talk. But right now, they're a fairly dominant team. I know not a tough schedule yet, but they're beating up teams, and they're beating them up pretty good.
Second icy issue, Kyle Orton, the horseshoe, will be the Cowboys' starting quarterback by the time Dallas heads to Carolina in week 7. They've got a bye this week, and then they've got Baltimore in week 6. So I'm giving Romo one more week for this icy issue. What do you think?
Well, how about this? I mean, he was 8-for-9 Monday night replacing Tony Romo. I mean, Romo, obviously, that horribly ineffective game against, you know, the Chicago Bears are a pretty good defense, but 5 interceptions is bad football. Even, you know, I never even threw 5 interceptions in my backyard peewee league. That's pretty hard to do.
I thought you were just playing on the offensive line anyway.
No, I was multi-talented at age 8.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was a lot skinnier back then. But, you know, for what it's worth, he played pretty well. Like I said, 8-for-9 replacing Romo. He may get a shot. I just think quarterbacks have bad games, Pat, though, too. You know, we saw Peyton Manning throw 3 picks in one quarter against the Falcons a couple weeks ago. Also, I believe, on Monday Night Football. Was it Sunday night? You know, quarterbacks have bad games. I think Romo's still a pretty good quarterback, and I contend the problems in Dallas have always been on defense.
Your third icy issue, the days of employing 40-year-old kickers, such as Gary and Morton Anderson as examples of the past, has fallen by the wayside thanks to the emergence of rookie kickers Justin Tucker in Baltimore, Blair Walsh in Minnesota, and Greg Zuerlein in St. Louis.
Well, what's Zuerlein now? Isn't he like 12-for-12 kicking field goals now?
Yeah, he's 12-for-12. I think he's got 7 of his 12 field goals are over 45 yards.
Yep.
And then he became the first guy, of course, in NFL history to hit a 60 and 50-yarder on Sunday. And he also set the Rams' all-time record with the 60-yarder. So he's done that in 4 games. That's pretty impressive for a guy who went to a school with an enrollment of 5,000 with the Missouri Western State.
Well, go on.
It just makes me wonder, you know, in Jeff Fisher's year away from football, at what point he found out about this guy and had his eyes on it, because it was enough that, you know, he drafted him in the 6th round this year of the draft. So
Well, those guys are out there, you know, because colleges don't really recruit them. They really only, you know, maybe one or two kickers get drafted every year. But the most famous kicker of our generation is Adam Vinatieri, right? And he was out of what, South Dakota State? I mean, he was a guy nobody had heard of. And probably most people weren't aware of until Super Bowl 36 or until the playoffs that year against in the snow against Oakland here in Foxborough. But you know, with that, I think you know the big issue, Pat, is kicking's becoming too easy. These guys are hitting 85-90% of their field goals when back in the 70s, teams that you know kickers were hitting 50% of their field goals. It's almost do they narrow the goalpost? Do they do something radical because it's too easy to kick field goals? I don't want the kicker trotting out. I want the team going for it on 4th and 1 at the 40 and not kicking an 80% field goal from 56 yards.
Yeah, you know what? I think a part of that's probably the fact that most fields, if it's not a dome already, most fields are plush grass. Back in the day, you know, you had baseball diamonds on the same field. Of course, Oakland still has
still
that.
Still does, yep.
But that probably played into a part because you had the outdoor elements you know, wreaking havoc at all times. And you brought up 4th and 1. That leads into the next icy issue. You're so good today, Kerry.
I'm efficient. I'm like Peyton Manning and Tom Brady. I'm all kinds of efficient this week.
Your fourth icy issue is Ron Rivera and not Cam Newton should be held responsible for the loss to Atlanta on Sunday after Rivera failed to go for it on 4th and 1 and gave the ball back to the Atlanta Falcons.
I'm a go.
Way before that, Cam Newton had fumbled.
Yep.
Of course, and that negated his first down. So you could kind of side with either way, I guess, on that.
Well, and there's something in history called multi-causationalism, okay? It means there's many factors for historic events. I'm a multi-causationalist, Pat, and that's my big word for the year, by the way. I think that's like 8 syllables. I can't even count that high at so many syllables. But
I think it was on Mary Poppins.
Was it on Mary Poppins? You probably know the song, don't you?
I do.
You know what? There's always enough blame to go around. You got to give credit to Carolina for hanging tough against what is probably the best team in the NFC. So I'm not really going to fault them too much for that. But I'm a go-for-it guy. You have a chance. You know, you usually convert 4th and short. Better than 50% of the time, and to me, if that's going to be the game, you know, the play to win you the game, you got to take a shot at it. Unless you're in easy field goal range, and that's the game changing play. So, I think plenty of blame to go around, Pat.
Your next icy issue at 3-1, and with the Tennessee Titans looming in Week 5, the Minnesota Vikings will win more than 7 games in 2012.
Repeat that. I didn't get the whole thing. Repeat
okay,
that for me.
So they're 3-1 right now. They've got Tennessee.
I'm still trying to cope with the word multi-causationalism. So
yeah, well, you need to multitask on this one. Then. With the Tennessee on the books for Week 5, the Vikings 3-1, probably the favorite to become 4-1. I say that they will win 7 or less games. What do you say? They will win? Do you think they will win more than 7 in 2012?
I think they do. I like the way Christian Ponder is playing. That defense was the second worst defense in NFL history last year. They've improved dramatically there. That was the reason they went 3-13 last year. And, I think if they get 3 wins already and probably 4 after this week, I think there's no reason to believe they can't win a few more. Now, granted, their schedule is a lot tougher. They got Houston, you know, Chicago, Green Bay. But I'm not drinking the Vikings Kool-Aid, but I don't think they're a pathetic team right now either. But Pat, let me ask you a question. Do you like to tailgate? Do you like food? Do you like to stuff yourself on Sundays with tons of great food?
Right. Yeah. Of course.
Of course you do. That's why, you know, doing this job, you're going to put on about 50 pounds this year, by the way.
That's fine.
Okay. You had to sign a waiver before doing the job. Well, we got on the other side of the break. We got some great guests, a couple of my favorite restaurant people, two rock stars of the Boston dining and tailgate scene. Garrett Harker, who owns some of Boston's best restaurants. We'll talk more about those. And Jackson Cannon, who is such a great bartender. He has booze companies in Europe bottling all kinds of, like, Geneva and all kinds of different things for him. Pretty much these guys are rock stars of the tailgate scene. So we're going to talk to them on the other side, Pat, and dive into a little tailgating.
Sounds good.
All right, talk to you folks on the other side.
Cold, hard football facts on Patriots.com. The truth hurts.
Sullivan Tire and Auto Repair is teaming up with Bridgestone Tires for an offer that's going to make you and your family very excited. Now through September 30th, when you buy four select Bridgestone Tires at Sullivan Tire, you could receive a $70 American Express gift card or your very own Wii gaming system the whole family will love. See SullivanTire.com. Offer valid August 27th through September 30th, 2012. Mail-in claim form required. Cards issued by American Express Prepaid Card Management Corporation. Wii systems given away on behalf of Bridgestone America. Nintendo is not affiliated with this promotion. Certain limitations apply.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. An exciting Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Ace Ticket is your trusted source. We have the best seats at the lowest prices for all your favorite Boston teams. Ace Ticket is now selling Celtics and Bruins tickets to all games with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or right across the street from Boston Garden. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. 800-MY-SEATS.
My name is Terry, and not too long ago, I couldn't tell a first down from a touchdown, a flea flicker from a flea circus. But then, I got NFL Mobile from Verizon. I can watch every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night NFL game live, right on my smartphone.
Nice call on the game yesterday, Terry.
I told you they couldn't stop the run. Plus, with access to NFL Network, I can watch highlights whenever I want.
Huge fantasy week. How did you know to start Mayo?
Woman's intuition, I guess. And with NFL Red Zone, I won't miss a touchdown on Sunday afternoons.
Up top, T-Mac.
You know it.
Offense is looking good, huh, Terry?
Good? They've been lethal in the red zone, Tim. Lethal. Rookie.
With NFL Mobile on Verizon 4G LTE, no one will know the game better than you. Call Star NFL to get it now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime, message, and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Remember, don't call or text while driving.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Story Time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Verizon Fios is America's fastest internet. How fast is that? Faster than Patriots linebacker Gerard Mayo can take down a quarterback, a running back, tight end, or an offensive lineman who just got in the way. In fact, Verizon Fios internet is more than twice as fast as anything you've ever seen. And that means Patriots scores, videos, highlights, and more right when you want them. Fios is built to support multiple devices simultaneously with a constant stream of your favorite Patriots content. And that means you get Gerard Mayo's sacks at Gerard Mayo's speed.
Now that's fast.
Welcome to a world of football where and when you want it. Welcome to Life on Fios, proud sponsor of the New England Patriots. Fios available in select areas. Internet speeds up to 300 down and 65 up megabits per second available.
What would make your life better? Start with Better Banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, Better Banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, and online banking with bill pay, along with the flexible options you need to help make your everyday a little easier to manage. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call Better Banking. Sovereign Bank. Member FDIC.
And now, Rex Ryan and the queen of Southern cuisine, Paula Deen, offer their recipe for a 34-0 beatdown at the hands of San Francisco.
You know, I apologize for my language because I was going to say we got our butt kicked. But really, we got our kicked. And there's no two ways, ins or outs, about it. You know, we go in, it should be 7-3 at halftime. It's 10-0. These mistakes we make, and then we come out, I don't know, turn the ball over four times, convert. Here's a recipe for getting kicked.
Hey, y'all. This recipe calls for 2-for-13 on third downs, y'all. Then we're going to make four turnovers, y'all. I love turnovers with the flaking and the crust. Then we're going to use a blocked punt, and we're going to give up 245 yards rushing on the ground. Then we're going to take four sticks of butter, and we're going to mix that into our ingredients, and we're going to have a nice, delicious 49ers can of whoop-ass.
How's that for recipe?
That's quite a recipe, Pat. Did you now? Have you cooked that recipe, or did you just watch it unfold in ugly fashion on Sunday?
Well, I watched it unfold on Sunday, and I actually went to foodnetwork.com, and Paula was kind enough to share that recipe with us, too. So.
Well, being a Southern girl, she is quite a football fan, I'm sure. I know, yes. She's a Bulldogs fan. So, well, speaking of recipes, we have a couple great guests here, two of my favorite food people in studio, two, no less. Garrett Harker, who is the owner of Eastern Standard, Island Creek Oyster Bar, the Hawthorne Cocktail Bar, all in Kenmore Square in Boston. If you guys have ever gone to a Red Sox game, you probably stopped into one of these places for a cocktail or two, a pregame cocktail, maybe a postgame cocktail. And also the man behind all the cocktails there, international cocktail star. This guy's amazing. Jackson Cannon. How you gentlemen doing?
Great, Kerry. Doing great. Glad to be here, Kerry.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, listen, guys, I know not only do you guys love to cook, love to make drinks, own some great restaurants, but you guys are big, big-time football fans. Is that true?
That is true.
And
two of our passions.
Two of your passions. And Jackson, you're not a Patriots fan, though, Jackson. You're a Redskins fan.
No, I'm a Patriots fan.
You are a Patriots fan.
Yeah, first and foremost, a Redskins fan. I'm a season ticket holder.
Okay.
It's a family thing. You know how that goes.
But you fly down from Boston to Washington for games pretty much as much as you can?
Always the home opener.
Okay.
A little busy in the fall up here, so I don't get down for as many games as I like. My nephew takes care of the rest of the tickets.
But
I'll probably get down there for that Ravens game.
That's okay. Yeah, it's going to be a big one. Well, the Redskins, I grew up here in Boston, but I was a Redskins fan. I liked him as a kid. You know why? Speaking of food and football, I had a Redskins metal thermos lunchbox in kindergarten. Remember those metal lunchboxes? I think they're collector's items now.
I had Star Wars.
That's
sort of.
What about you, Gary? You grew up down in Baltimore.
I grew up in Baltimore.
So were you a Colts fan growing up?
Of course, yeah. Huge Colts fan. Dad went to games with my dad growing up. And when they left, I was without a team for a little while. So.
Okay. But you've adopted the Patriots. I know I've tailgated with you.
I've been season ticket holder since 2000. Okay. So I've been through the glory years.
Oh, so you got season tickets right at the right time.
Right at the right time.
That's perfect timing. So tell me a little bit about your restaurants, Garrett. I know they're probably some of the best places in Boston. I know wildly popular. Hard to get a table. It pays to know the owner sometimes and shoot my checks to help a brother out. But tell me about kind of your background, how you kind of opened these kind of landmark places in Boston.
Sure. Well, when I had the chance to move to Boston, I opened a little restaurant in Boston with a partner named Barbara Lynch, Number 9 Park. And, that's really where I cut my teeth, learned a lot from that team that we assembled around us. And then had the chance in 2005 to take a chance on a neighborhood in transition like Kenmore Square.
Yep.
You know, relatively new ownership in the Red Sox, just some good things happening around us. And Eastern Standard, thankfully, has been, embraced by the city since the day we opened seven plus years ago.
Has it been that long? Wow.
Yeah, no kidding.
And these guys, what makes these guys great, besides being good guys and great restaurateurs, they brought in tons of food. They brought in beer. They brought in both Geneva from Amsterdam, but a special edition, which we're going to talk about in a minute, and all different kinds of sausage. Jackson, was this? Did you make this? What's going on with the plate? We got beerwurst, we got knockwurst, I think.
Yeah, that's the smoked Jägerwurst.
Yep.
That's my favorite, and Matt's house-made sauerkraut next to it. But yeah, Garrett's got the menu over there, actually, for the tailgate, which is, he usually handles the food and I handle the drinks, so.
Okay, yeah, and what is it? So you guys got a mega tailgate going on for the Broncos game. Obviously, the big game of week 5 of the NFL season. What's up with your tailgate?
Well, we're out there every week.
Yep.
Usually assemble a little, motley crew of a lot of restaurant people, people in the wine industry. But this weekend, Jackson's put together, we've gone next level on the mixology component. So Jackson has some colleagues, bartenders, top bartenders from all over the country, that'll be in the parking lot with us this Sunday.
And you're just inviting people to come hang out? Is it, you know, I mean, what's
it's a pretty open thing. The you know, the Boston Cocktail Summit is taking place, first ever, kind of inspired by a Tales of the Cocktail conference we all go to in New York.
Yep. So I've been to the one in New Orleans, the Tales of the Cocktail in New Orleans. Do they still do it down there?
Or? Absolutely. Okay. Yeah, we had our 10th anniversary this year, and it was amazing. And then there's the Manhattan Cocktail Classic in New York and a couple of the things around the country.
I was there right before Hurricane Katrina, actually. What was that, 2005? I got out like a few days before the hurricane. Nobody, you know, maybe a week before, but that was the last time I was there. And you don't remember much of the cocktail summit when you go to that thing. It's kind of a pretty crazy event.
We have some tips for survival, you know. Yeah. And we'll be telling. We're one of the early events to kick the thing off is a Make Your Own Vermouth seminar that I'm leading. There was so much interest in it, we had to move it out of the Hawthorne. Actually, it's taking place upstairs in Island Creek Oyster Bar.
Now, this is the Boston Cocktail Summit, and this is three days of events, of seminars. Tell me a little bit more about it.
Yeah, 3 days of kind of a meeting of the best of the local scene with all kinds of international people like Dale DeGroff and Steve Olson and Dave Wondrich, and they're all up here, and Dusan Zarić, Simon Ford. And there's just centered around the Park Plaza and the Royal Sonesta, and then off in some of the other venues, a whole series of seminars that you can take on everything from how to taste spirits to how to make drinks to their history. And then plenty of parties afterwards. I think the big one is the thing at Lock Over on Thursday night. That's going to be a party you can see from space.
I'm actually speaking at this on Friday. I think at the Park Plaza there's a seminar on drinks writing. And before I was a football writer, and I still dabble in it, I was a international beer writer. I used to travel. My job might have been as good as yours, Jackson. I used to travel all over the world visiting breweries and writing about them. And so I was asked to speak about drinks writing on Friday. So that should be a lot of fun with, I know, some great local writers and national writers kind of talking about.
People can get tickets to your seminar. It's an Eventbrite event. They can go to bostoncocktailsummit.com and still get some of the last remaining tickets before your thing sells out, which I'm sure it's going to.
I'm sure it is, Jackson. My mom and my aunts will be there in the front row. So, so I have to talk about this. You brought in a bottle of Bols Geneva, which is Geneva is basically a Dutch form of gin.
That's what a lot of people say. It's its own spirit category. Okay. We should start there. Okay. It's got a long tradition.
You should have saw the look Jackson just gave me when I said that, too.
The interesting thing about it is it does stand categorically somewhere between gin and whiskey. It's a malted wine that forms the base. So you get a lot of that kind of savory phenolics that you get off of corn when it's distilled, when it's mixed with other grains. Yep. And then it does go through a secondary process where it's pot distilled, not column distilled, with typically thought of gin botanicals like juniper and cardamom and coriander and citrus peels.
I think the juniper is why people liken it to gin, right? Is that the big
reason? Yeah, but it's really not the dominant component. Okay. It then goes through some barrel aging. So when you're getting the fresh stuff, it resembles gin a little bit more.
Okay.
They package, Bols company does an 18-month aged that they sell, and they allowed me to do single barrel selection.
Yeah, let me set that up for a sec, Jackson. You actually, the bottle we have here that you brought in has your name on it, Jackson Cannon, single barrel selection, distilled in March, I can't read it from here, 2010 or 11. I mean, this is a bottle
then,
This is a bottle dedicated to you that you...
I knew I liked you.
It's producer Kevin
Can we
Coulton.
Get like a chorus of angels for the next...
But how does that... I mean, this is literally, you have your own, branded... Bols Geneva on the market. How does that come about?
This is a tradition in American whiskey that we do a lot of of barrel selection and things like that, and are allowed to get something distinctive that we want to use. And if you take it all, they'll put your name on the side of the bottle. Seems like a fair trade. the Bols family had never done that in 400 years.
Yeah.
And I started conversation with them knowing that there would be some exceptional properties, but not really knowing how to go about it. And they didn't really know if they wanted to do a program or not. So after years of sort of, I can kind of be a little pesky and talking about it, I ended up over there and just give some perspective. A place like Jack Daniel's that also does this sort of thing, they have a warehouse with 20,000 barrels in it. They may have 80 of those warehouses around the county that they're doing business in. There are 800 barrels total, all ages, all marks, all designations, 800 total in the rickhouse of the Bols family. It's very small artisan production, and I was hoping I would land on an American bourbon refill barrel because they're smaller than those French limousine oak barrels.
Yeah.
But the 4-year-old that I tasted, by far the best one was that. So we went for it and we bought all of it, you know. So
Now, Gary, you can get this Geneva at all your restaurants, at Eastern Standard, at Island Creek, at the Hawthorne. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
All right. And is it available anywhere else, though, or is it exclusively for you guys?
It's just us, you know.
Yeah.
And at your house now.
Yeah, now. Well, I'm going to have it at my tailgate here. It looks phenomenal, and it is pretty impressive. I've known Jackson and Garrett a long time. To see a bottle come in, a real nice-looking bottle of Geneva. We'll put a picture of it up on Facebook. But with your own name on it, that's pretty cool. That's pretty neat. The closest I got is on Dogfish 90-Minute IPA. I have a quote on it calling it the best IPA in America that I probably wrote 10 years ago in Esquire magazine, and it's still on the box today, and I still get emails about it probably a couple times a week. It's pretty cool. So, but this is neat. It's pretty impressive to see it. So, but let's talk a little football, gentlemen. We got a big game here, and I know you guys, so you're going to be doing your big tailgate. You're going to have the Boston Cocktail Summit all week at bostoncocktailsummit.com. The game itself, what are you guys thinking? Are you a little afraid of Peyton Manning coming into town, Garrett?
You've got to be a little nervous about Peyton Manning. And, you know, he's showing no ill effects from the injury right now.
Yep.
But you got to figure it's going to take a little time for them to come together. You might be seeing them down the road. You know.
Well, that's the thing. We talked about it in the last segment. This is the best QB rivalry in NFL history, if you ask me. And I know you're a bit of a football historian, Jackson. You kind of we've talked some football history before, but I don't know if there's ever been a rivalry this big where guys played so often in big games.
I was you were listing out the stats so eloquently before, but you know, it bears mentioning the family dimension of, you know, the other Manning has caused such pain at the moment of truth for this franchise that it wraps into that, and there's just never been anything like that I've ever seen.
So what do you think? Can the Patriots will the Patriots win this week, Jackson? What's your take?
Absolutely, yeah. What's the spread?
Sorry, I hit my cough button here. What do you think? Who's going to win the game here this weekend, Jackson?
Patriots, definitely.
You like the Patriots? What about you, Garrett? You seem a little bit more tentative.
I'm always wary. I'm under heightened state attention the entire tailgate, but
which is why you need some of Jackson Cannon's Bowls Geneva to loosen up a little.
Yeah, that. And
actually, we're
going to
have a lot of Bloody Marys out there too.
Yeah.
We got a full spread. Our friends from Pernod Ricard. Jessica Sparks, specifically from Absolute, is the one who thought, hey, you guys like the tailgate.
Yep.
We'd like to say thank you to you and the bartenders that you like most in the city and internationally. So they're actually sponsored the tailgate for me. So we can trick it out just to the little bit the next level. So we'll have a couple of bartenders out there and a full spread.
And where are you guys going to be if I happen to be stumbling by before the game?
We'll be at our friend Don Rodman's lot across from the stadium.
Okay, not too far. So, all right, well, beautiful gentlemen, I appreciate your time. Appreciate coming in. Gary, you got some notes here. Is there anything you want to add about
the menu? Tell them the menu.
No, I had a little quiet time, so I started writing the menu. The menu for Sunday.
All right, what's on the menu for Sunday?
Well, we'll have Skip Bennett, my partner in Island Creek Oysters.
Island Creek Oysters, great guy.
Skip will be out shucking in the lot. All of our lobsters at Island Creek come from our other partner, Jeremy Sewell's cousin, Mark.
By the way, I have an Island Creek oyster shucker in my truck. I carry an oyster shucker around, and I went to a party I went to a party they had this summer down in Duxbury, and I had my own oyster shucker, but I took one of theirs, and I'm going up this weekend to Maine. My in-laws have a place in Damariscotta, which is an oyster farming river.
Absolutely.
Great oysters. So I kind of got really into oysters, eating them at Eastern Standard years ago. So you kind of turned me on to oysters.
So, you know, Skip learned the art of oyster farming from a family in Damariscotta. So
I didn't know that. Yeah, after talking about that.
That's pretty interesting.
Well, I'll be up there. It's a big pumpkin festival up there this weekend. So we'll be drinking beer and floating pumpkins down a river. They haul out these 1,000-pound pumpkins.
You had me at oysters and beer, but I don't understand the pumpkin.
What else is on your menu, Garrett?
Our buddy Frank Reardon. You know Frankie.
I know Frank.
You've traveled. Yeah, I think you guys had a legendary trip to Buffalo.
We went to Buffalo. Me, Frankie, and a bunch of Sam Adams guys road tripped out to Buffalo. I don't even know, 5-8 years ago.
Yeah, something like that.
But one of his cousins out there is a chef, and he brought big steamship pans full of beef on weck, which we have a recipe for on Cold Hard Football Facts, by the way, for beef on weck.
Yes.
Outstanding stuff. It's even better than the buffalo wings. It's great stuff. So.
Oh yeah.
So what else do you got before we break?
And then dry aged ribeyes.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah, that's all.
Okay.
You know, we'll be those guys. We'll be those guys. We're often those guys in the parking lot.
Beautiful. All right, well, gentlemen, I appreciate it. If you want to check out their restaurants, Eastern Standard, Island Creek Oyster Bar, The Hawthorn, their cocktail lounge, all of them in Kenmore Square at 500 Commonwealth Avenue. Appreciate you gentlemen coming in and enjoy the tailgate.
Thanks, Kerry.
Thanks, Kerry. Go Pats.
All right, folks. We'll be back on the other side of the break with our top 5 quality stats power rankings. Talk to you soon.
The Cold Hard Football Facts, helping guys not meet girls since 2004.
Sullivan Tire and Auto Repair is teaming up with Bridgestone Tires for an offer that's going to make you and your family very excited. Now through September 30th, when you buy four select Bridgestone Tires at Sullivan Tire, you could receive a $70 American Express gift card or your very own Wii gaming system the whole family will love. See SullivanTire.com. Offer valid August 27th through September 30th, 2012. Mail-in claim form required. Cards issued by American Express Prepaid Card Management Corporation. Wii systems given away on behalf of Bridgestone America. Nintendo is not affiliated with this promotion. Certain limitations apply.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. An exciting Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Ace Ticket is your trusted source. We have the best seats at the lowest prices for all your favorite Boston teams. Ace Ticket is now selling Celtics and Bruins tickets to all games with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or right across the street from Boston Garden. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com.
My name is Terry, and not too long ago, I couldn't tell a first down from a touchdown, a flea flicker from a flea circus. But then, I got NFL Mobile from Verizon. I can watch every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night NFL game live, right on my smartphone.
Nice call on the game yesterday, Terry.
I told you they couldn't stop the run. Plus, with access to NFL Network, I can watch highlights whenever I want.
Huge fantasy week. How did you know to start Mayo?
Woman's intuition, I guess. And with NFL Red Zone, I won't miss a touchdown on Sunday afternoons.
Hope's up, T-Mac.
You know it.
Offense is looking good, huh, Terry?
Good? They've been lethal in the red zone, Tim. Lethal. Rookie.
With NFL Mobile on Verizon 4G LTE, no one will know the game better than you. Call *NFL to get it now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime, message, and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Remember, don't call or text while driving.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Story Time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Verizon Fios is America's fastest internet. How fast is that? Faster than Patriots linebacker Gerard Mayo can take down a quarterback, a running back, tight end, or an offensive lineman who just got in the way. In fact, Verizon Fios internet is more than twice as fast as anything you've ever seen. And that means Patriots scores, videos, highlights, and more right when you want them. Fios is built to support multiple devices simultaneously with a constant stream of your favorite Patriots content. And that means you get Gerard Mayo's sacks at Gerard Mayo's speed.
Now that's fast.
Welcome to a world of football where and when you want it. Welcome to Life on Fios, proud sponsor of the New England Patriots. Fios available in select areas. Internet speeds up to 300 down and 65 up megabits per second available.
What would make your life better? Start with Better Banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, Better Banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, and online banking with bill pay, along with the flexible options you need to help make your everyday a little easier to manage. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call Better Banking. Sovereign Bank. Member FDIC.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. An exciting Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Ace Ticket is your trusted source. We have the best seats at the lowest prices for all your favorite Boston teams. Ace Ticket is now selling Celtics and Bruins tickets to all games with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or right across the street from Boston Garden. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com.
Cold Hard Football Facts on Patriots.com presents America's Dumbest Team.
America's Dumbest Team.
Second 12, Romo. Off the hands of Ogletree, intercepted by Major Wright. For that Bear defense and turnover forcing machine. Comes up with a glorious opportunity for Romo and the Cowboys. Tony, he lost it. It's right into the hands of Briggs, and Briggs is going. Being chased. Lance Briggs got a block from Jennings, and Lance Briggs with a second defensive score tonight for Chicago.
You gotta be kidding me. Jim Jennings escorts Briggs.
America's Dumbest Team.
It's hard to argue that the Dallas Cowboys are not America's dumbest team, Patrick.
You know what? That game, I mean, Tony Romo looked like a defeated man on the sidelines. Before the game was over.
Well, I mean, you know, this is a guy who gets beat up and beat up badly in the press because, one, he plays for a team that has, you know, traditionally has high expectations. Two, has had some notable bad moments, and I think it's going to weigh on you. Whether you're married to Miss Missouri or not, I think not everything's rosy, especially when you throw five interceptions on national television. And I was just ugly, Pat. It was ugly. And the Bears are not – they're a great defense, but they're not a dominant team, and they beat up the Cowboys.
Yeah, and if I'm Tony Romo, I'm going to have to maybe just ask to be healthy, a healthy scratch on the next Monday night game, because I believe his last five interception game was against the Bills in 2007. That was also on Monday night. So he definitely has a thing going with that as far as his two worst single-game performances of his career.
And the thing is about him, he's like a prolific – he puts up prolific numbers. He's one of the more, you know, statistically interesting characters in history. I think he's like number two or three all-time in yards per attempt and passer rating. Monster numbers that usually equate to Super Bowl championships. And yet he hasn't got it done. It's kind of a very weird dichotomy, Pat.
Yeah,
it really is.
It plays into his performance as far as, you know, he's got, like you said, he's got good numbers, but that's a lot like his team. I mean, the Cowboys, part of the reason that you know, we joke about the fact that they're the dumbest team is because they churn out lots of yards, but they don't get points for those yards. So they're never as efficient as they need to be, and that's one of the reasons that they're sitting licking their wounds heading into their bye week.
Yeah, well, that's why we called them in the aftermath of the game Tuesday morning. That's the story we wrote. Big hat, no cattle. You know, that's kind of the phrase down in Texas. It means you talk tough, but you don't really have much to show for it, right? Big hat, no cattle. Dallas Cowboys are America's dumbest team. And there is a legit, you know, we
how about them Cowboys?
So we throw it out there, but there are legit statistical reasons why they are the dumbest team. And you mentioned real quick, and the way we measure that, we have something we call scorability and bendability, Pat. As you know, we measure the offensive and defensive efficiency of every team. And what it does is tells you how well you play in situational football. Here at Gillette Stadium, here in New England, we hear about it all the time. The Patriots under Bill Belichick have long been masters of situational football. They do all the little things right to win and lose games. And Dallas is quite the opposite. They play poor situational football. And we know that they are 31st in scorability. That's offensive efficiency. They're 31st in the NFL. A lot of yards, a few points. Big hat, no cattle, as we like to say. And just looking at some of the numbers right now, you know, I'm trying to, you know, San Francisco has fewer yards of offense, but has 40 more points, Patrick. That's what we talk about by efficiency. Dallas has over 1,000 yards, almost 1,000 yards more of offense this year, 100 yards more, excuse me, and has scored 39 fewer points. That's inefficient, and they're also inefficient defensively on what we call our bendability index. And that's what we mean by they're a dumb team, and we're not saying that to make fun of them. We're proving it statistically, too.
Yeah, and it's going to be a – it already is because – and it's going to continue, I think. It's going to be a really bad year for the Ryan family with Rex and Rob. There's I don't know what it is, but there is a few things in life, or at least in football, that I don't get joy out of the misfortunes of others, but when I see Rex and Rob cursing on the sidelines, I really enjoy it.
That's being a jackass.
You know what? It all went bad. It all went bad when Buddy Ryan hit Kevin Gilbride. Remember that?
I agree.
That's when it all turned. You know, Buddy Ryan was
my favorite team too, the Houston Oilers, because that was at a time when the Arizona Cardinals were in Arizona.
Yep.
St. Louis didn't have the Rams, and that was like my favorite team growing up, watching Warren Moon,
yep.
Ernest Givens, Haywood Jeffries. I could go on and on. And sure enough, Buddy Ryan ruins the night on Sunday Night Football by socking Kevin Gilbride right in the face.
Imagine today. I mean, that happened almost 20 years ago, I think, right?
Probably was 92, I think.
92. It was close to 20 years ago, if not 20 years ago. Imagine if that happened in this day and age of Twitter and Facebook and videos everywhere.
Good Lord.
That would be the hot story all over the country by any measure. So, oh, by the way, I just want to throw this out there before we dive into our weekly top five power rankings. Speaking of hot stories, if you didn't check out Captain Comeback last week, his story, I know it's old news now, but his story last week, Pat, as you know, about how Golden Tate's touchdown in Monday Night Football for the Seahawks against Green Bay was legit. Over 6,000 likes on Facebook. That story of Cold Hard Football Facts went viral. It was everywhere, and you could just watch the likes like click off by the hundreds sitting there at your computer. It was pretty wild.
Yeah, and every time that a Cold Hard Football Facts column gets a Facebook like, an angel gets its wing.
So go, which would be more important come Christmas time. You may even save Patrick Eimig from jumping off a bridge. I don't know, depending on how the.
What am I going to jump off a bridge for? Come on.
Well, depending on how the Rams season goes, man.
Hey, they're going to win tomorrow night. We'll talk about that in a second with number four on the list here.
All right, well, let's dive into it. Let's dive into our weekly top five here.
Yes, the top five power rankings, starting with number five, the purveyors of destruction on Monday night, the Chicago Bears. What do you make of the Bears? I'm still not sold on their offense completely yet, even though at the beginning of the season I was definitely on their bandwagon. But I don't know, 3-1, they're looking pretty sharp.
They're really an amazing paradox. We wrote about it last week. A team that is so good defensively and so bad offensively. But I think we saw Jay Cutler's got a legit beef in that organization, Pat. They were number 32 last year in protecting the passer, one of the worst teams in football on our offensive hog index. Dead last protecting the passer. They're still dead last today. They allow a negative pass play, a sack or pick on like 1 in 6 dropbacks. I mean, Jay Cutler has a legit beef. He's not getting protection, but the Cowboys weren't able to get to him. And what happened? He had a good day, threw for a couple touchdowns, no picks, 275 yards, I think like 10 yards per attempt. He's a good quarterback with nobody around him. And if they could just shore up that offensive line, they're a scary team. They're 3-1 with the worst offensive line in football.
Yeah, and they missed their cog on the offense and Matt Forte for a couple games too. So,
and he looked pretty good. I mean, it wasn't monster number, but he looked good.
He was definitely running well.
Yeah.
And he's definitely a very versatile back. If Cutler can stay upright, I mean, he should be able to at least put up 250 yards a game, I would think. Number four on the list, our number four quality stats power ranking team, the 4-0 Arizona Cardinals.
I don't want to say I'm drinking the Arizona Kool-Aid. They still got some issues, but they're a legit team. They're a legit defense. They got some problems, though, Pat, and those problems are going to be a particular issue on Sunday night or on Thursday night against your St. Louis Rams. They're really not getting the ball downfield offensively. They're struggling to get the ball downfield. And St. Louis right now, number one in the NFL in defensive passer rating. St. Louis, despite their struggles early, have the best pass defense in football. And I think if the Rams are going to steal a win, this is a chance for them to do it. St. Louis, Arizona, despite their 4-0 record, they're not a perfect team by any stretch of the imagination.
Yeah, I think that with the home crowd, the primetime lights going, I think that the Rams' defense at home this year has been lights out. I mean, they're 2-0 at home. They made life miserable last week for the Seahawks and Russell Wilson. They made great adjustments after the first drive. I would be shocked overall between the two teams tomorrow night if there was more than one offensive touchdown scored. I could see a defensive touchdown or two, maybe a special teams. Both teams are very good at special teams. So I would be very surprised if we saw more than one offensive touchdown in that game.
Well, a little sneak preview at Cold Hard Football Facts Insider at our Real and Spectacular Picks. We are now, I think, 42 of 55 weeks since 2009, 500 or better against the spread, picking every game every week at Insider. If you're not an Insider, you should check it out. We got so many great numbers back there. It's pretty impressive. But Arizona, we have that 24 total points in that game. And we'll throw it out there. I have Arizona winning a defensive struggle in a very close game. And I say one defensive touchdown will probably be the difference in the game.
How about number three on our list of the power rankings, the Baltimore Ravens?
Yeah, Baltimore. I mean, this is, they're playing a bad team. They're going into Kansas City. They're only 5-point favorites. I thought they'd be a bigger favorite. You know, right now they're not only third in our quality stats power rankings, they're a pretty balanced team. They don't have too many weaknesses, and I think that's going to bode well for them. The big problem in Baltimore, they're not the lights-out defense they used to be, Pat. They're just not.
Well, and that's what's scary, though, to me, for the rest of the league. Is if they shore that up and they get healthy, then they're going to be in prime position come December to roll through some people.
They might, but I think, you know, first impressions mean everything in life and in sports. And the first impression we had of the 2012 Ravens was destroying the Cincinnati Bengals. And what, was that a Sunday night game, a Monday night game?
Yeah,
They beat up the Bengals 44-13, something like that. And so everybody remembers that. But since then, you know, they lost by one to Philly. They won by one against New England, two pretty good teams, granted, and, you know, could have easily lost that New England game. And they barely held on to the Cleveland Browns. I mean, the Cleveland Browns was knocking on the door in the final play of the game, deep in Baltimore territory last week when you know, 23-16 last Thursday in Baltimore, you know, at home, and they barely hung on against the winless Browns. I think Baltimore is something to prove still, Pat. I really do.
You know, I had I actually had a nightmare about that Ravens-Browns game, and it was based off the fact that the replacement refs were still in charge of the game, and on that last play of the game when Whedon threw it 5 feet out of bounds.
You had run out of beer and couldn't see the ending.
They ruled it a touchdown. The replacement refs did in my dream. They called Whedon's incompletion a touchdown, so thankfully they weren't there.
You know, I had a dream that I was playing high school football again last night, and that was 25 years ago, so I think my dream's far more pathetic than your dream, Pat. Yours, at least, is tied to the here and now.
That's true, even though it was about a replacement official. Number two, the Atlanta Falcons, number two on our power rankings, coming off the heels of, I guess you could call it a historic game-winning drive when they started at their own one-yard line.
I believe Captain Comeback has the data. You can see it at Cold Hard Football Facts. Captain Comeback, Scott Kazmaier. I believe the first team to produce a game-winning touchdown drive that began inside their own 10. Some crazy number. Like, I mean, that was a ridiculously good big-time drive. And, you know, the Falcons, I mean, they're number two. They're solid across the board. I think the question mark for me with them was, can the defense step up? That defense was not a great defense last year. I think we had faith that Matt Ryan and Julio Jones and the offense would be pretty good. I wasn't sold on the defense, but right now they're solid in all phases of the game, which is why they're number two in our quality stats power rankings. By the way, it wasn't a touchdown at the end of the game. It was a field goal by Matt Bryant to beat the Panthers. But I believe one of the only game-winning drives of the Super Bowl era, something ridiculous, where the team began inside its own 10 with like a minute left, and really an amazing drive.
Yeah, and not to make a joke of a serious situation, but Michael Turner, since being arrested for his little late night excursion, he's been money the last 2 weeks too. He's kind of picked it up. So they've got great balance all across the board.
Yeah, as we joked after that game, he went from zero to bleep faced in about an hour and a half. Like, the game ended and he was arrested an hour and a half later, like out of his mind. So
he was probably drinking on the sidelines. They just didn't know it. He spiked his Gatorade. And then, of course, at number one on the quality stats power rankings, the lovely and talented Houston Texans.
Well, we've been talking about them all year. You know I'm drinking the Houston Texans Kool-Aid, preseason favorite of ours to win the Super Bowl. Wrote about them again this week on Cold Hard, on SportsIllustrated.com at our Cold Hard Football Facts column there. And they're the real deal, Pat. I mean, they are, I think, top six or top seven in every single quality stat. We've almost never seen that. They're strong top to bottom, and what we found is it's not just the teams that are strong in one area. It's the teams with no weaknesses that survive the playoffs. And right now, the Houston Texans have no weaknesses, Pat. Literally no weaknesses. And I like we said earlier in the first hour, or earlier this hour, I'd love to see them 12-0 coming into Foxborough.
I got one weakness that I've spotted, though, and that's going to cause a conundrum for you.
Okay.
They're Wade Phillips. the curse of Doug Flutie. Isn't that going to I want to know how that universe meshes with your universe of reality right now and picking the Texans to
Let's do this. The curse of Doug Flutie is one of the is a known phenomenon that we have chronicled. Anyone that employs Wade Phillips will suffer the curse of Doug Flutie. Let's talk about. Let's try to squeeze that in the next hour, Pat.
I'll tell you what, I'm gonna call a couple priests and we'll try to exercise too.
Maybe we can do that. We'll talk about it in the next hour and later this season because it's really a funny story with a lot of cool storylines too. But in the next hour, we have coming up Adam Schefter, ESPN NFL insider. Adam Schefter, great interview with him, and we will talk to you guys on the other side.
The Cold Hard Football Facts, brought to you by Payne.
Sullivan Tire and Auto Repair is teaming up with Bridgestone Tires for an offer that's going to make you and your family very excited. Now through September 30th, when you buy four select Bridgestone Tires at Sullivan Tire, you could receive a $70 American Express gift card or your very own Wii gaming system the whole family will love. See SullivanTire.com. Offer valid August 27th through September 30th, 2012. Mail-in claim form required. Cards issued by American Express Prepaid Card Management Corporation. Wii systems given away on behalf of Bridgestone America. Nintendo is not affiliated with this promotion. Certain limitations apply.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. An exciting Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Ace Ticket is your trusted source. We have the best seats at the lowest prices for all your favorite Boston teams. Ace Ticket is now selling Celtics and Bruins tickets to all games with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or right across the street from Boston Garden. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com.
My name is Terry, and not too long ago, I couldn't tell a first down from a touchdown, a flea flicker from a flea circus. But then, I got NFL Mobile from Verizon. I can watch every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night NFL game live, right on my smartphone.
Nice call on the game yesterday, Terry.
I told you they couldn't stop the run. Plus, with access to NFL Network, I can watch highlights whenever I want.
Huge fantasy week. How did you know to start Mayo?
Woman's intuition, I guess. And with NFL Red Zone, I won't miss a touchdown on Sunday afternoons.
Hope's up, T-Mac.
You know it.
Offense is looking good, huh, Terry?
Good? They've been lethal in the Red Zone, Tim. Lethal. Rookie.
With NFL Mobile on Verizon 4G LTE, no one will know the game better than you. Call Star NFL to get it now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime, message, and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Remember, don't call or text while driving.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Verizon Fios is America's fastest internet. How fast is that? Faster than Patriots linebacker Gerard Mayo can take down a quarterback, a running back, tight end, or an offensive lineman who just got in the way. In fact, Verizon Fios internet is more than twice as fast as anything you've ever seen. And that means Patriots scores, videos, highlights, and more right when you want them. Fios is built to support multiple devices simultaneously with a constant stream of your favorite Patriots content. And that means you get Gerard Mayo's sacks at Gerard Mayo's speed.
Now that's fast.
Welcome to a world of football where and when you want it. Welcome to Life on Fios, proud sponsor of the New England Patriots. Fios available in select areas. Internet speeds up to 300 down and 65 up megabits per second available.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, Better Banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, and online banking with Bill Pay, along with the flexible options you need to help make your everyday a little easier to manage. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call Better Banking. Sovereign Bank. Member FDIC.
Want to be a Patriot season ticket holder? Join the Patriot season ticket holder waitlist and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriot season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots ticket exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit Patriots.com/the list to join today.
Ice Cold Fantasy Advice. I'm Barry Matthews with your Ice Cold Fantasy Minute for Cold Hard Football Facts. This week, start Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees, and Tom Brady. All three are coming off monster games in Week 4 and are three of the best quarterbacks in the history of football. Don't start Graham Harrell and Ryan Mallett. Harrell and Mallett have produced zero fantasy points this year. They're worthless hacks unworthy of a fantasy roster spot. Now here's your sleeper of the week.
He's definitely hooked a sleeper here on Angel. The Barber, I think it has, yes, that sleeper hold is really in there now. Look how excited the Barber's getting. He knows he gets to devastate this guy's poor hair.
Well, you can't get fantasy football advice like that at ESPN, can you, Pat?
No, you can't find that anywhere.
You know what? If you want the real fantasy advice, I suggest you listen to Fantasy Football Champs, which is on Patriots.com radio here each week, Tuesdays, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Todd DeVries, Bill Enright, giving the real scoop on fantasy advice. Even I know not to start Graham Harrell on my fantasy team, Pat.
I would hope so, Kerry. Did you recognize the music that Barry Matthews was using there?
No, was that going? That was that Chariots of Fire?
Isn't that NBC theme? Yeah, I was going to say.
What was it?
The NFL on NBC, right?
Yeah, from the early mid '90s, back in the day when Joe Montana was playing for the Chiefs.
You know what? I usually that strikes a memory chord in me, and I wasn't paying attention. Apparently,
you were probably just enthralled by the insight from Barry Matthews.
I was taking Graham Harrell off my fantasy football team as we spoke.
Pat and I are both relatively the same age, so that's our childhood, NFL theme music kind of.
Yeah, I'm old school. I'm a lot older than you guys, man. But I still remember when they barely had graphics on the games. You ever look at like football from the 1970s This is my favorite one. Super Bowl VII, the undefeated Dolphins versus the Redskins. And I wasn't old enough to remember it, but I remember seeing the highlights. There was nobody on the sideline. It was like a regular high school game. There wasn't 10,000 photographers ringed around the stadium. It seems, it's 40 years ago, but it seems like it was 100 years ago. It was so old school.
Yeah, all the first like five Super Bowls, especially when they were out at like the LA Coliseum and stuff, it was just, it's almost surreal to watch.
Yeah, like playing in the sunlight and everything.
Exactly.
So.
I can't imagine that happening today.
All right, well, we got Adam Schefter coming up in about, I don't know, 9 minutes or so, Pat, so that's pretty cool. Look forward to hearing what he has to say. He obviously has his finger on the pulse of everything about the NFL, but we also have our favorite guest on the phone right now, Frankie C., who has his pulse probably on his neck right now, suffering a variety of ailments.
Hey, fellas.
Frankie,
you'll have to forgive me.
What's that? I'm sorry?
I said I'm not at my best.
What happened? I understand you suffered a game day injury.
Apparently, I suffered a twittering injury. I have a finely tuned machine here that I refer to as my body, and something is out of whack.
Hey, you tweeted too hard this week, did you?
I'm a kind of a chronic twitterer, and I've been going at it pretty hard.
Folks, see, I said I'm twittering by mistake instead of tweeting back in week one, and apparently I'm doomed never to have it be forgotten. So that's my lot in life. Frankie C, what do you got? You usually bring some cool history to the table. What's going on in Frankie C land this week?
Cool history today. Today in 1964. The first Buffalo wing was made at the Anchor Bar.
No!
It's true.
That's not true.
Well, it's as true as Wikipedia says it is.
It's etched in stone, then. It might as well be in the pyramids.
I actually think that the Wikipedia creators were also the ones that created the Ten Commandments tablets.
What's that scene from, I forget, the Mel Brooks movie? The 20 commandments. Oops.
10 commandments.
Well, that's an epic day. I mean, I consider myself a Buffalo Wing historian. And actually, we had Buffalo Wing expert Dave Wilkie in our tailgate segment on last week talking the Wings of Wendell's in Norton, Mass. And I wish I'd known that the birthday of the wing, the 48th birthday of the Buffalo Wing, was coming up. I mean, see, you bring something new to the table every day, Frank. That's why we have you on.
Yeah, it's unfortunate that we didn't time it a little better. But
the birthday, we did it. We could have gone back in time and reinvented the wing, the date of the wing. That's the only thing we could have done differently.
You will not do any such thing. It does not need any altering.
yeah, let's leave well enough alone.
All right, fair enough. By the way, someday I'm going to share my theory on how Buffalo Wings are the ultimate American food and all my reasons why. And we'll talk about that on another show. So what else we got, Frankie C.?
Okay, I also got, on this date in 1849, American author Edgar Allan Poe was found delirious in a gutter at a Baltimore, Maryland, in Baltimore, Maryland, under mysterious circumstances. This is funny because, as you and I know, Carrie.
You've probably been found delirious in many situations.
Well, I haven't personally, but back when we traveled to New Orleans in 1998, we had this great weekend. We rented an RV down in New Orleans, trekked up to Baton Rouge to see LSU play Georgia on Saturday.
Which is an unbelievable experience, Saturday night on the bayou, yep.
Incredible. Then we traveled back down to New Orleans for a Sunday matchup between the Patriots and the Saints. But we flew in on Thursday night, and we all kind of went out to experience New Orleans for the first time.
And it was wild. We were young.
We got separated, and many of us, myself
included, wanted to...
turning
into like a teeny bop song.
Maybe I just drink to get drunk.
What was the horrible ending to this experience?
Okay, so come 4 or 5 o'clock, I'm making my way back to the hotel. I meet up with another friend of ours that was separated from our group, and we walk back together. So as we are rounding the corner toward our hotel room, coming at us from the opposite direction down the corridor, two homeless guys dragging our buddy Chris between their legs. You know, his legs are slayed out behind them, and they're just dragging them by the armpits up to the door. So, we're shocked. We're like, what's going on? And they said, we found him in a gutter. And then we had to buy him back. They wanted $25. He talked him down to $17.
You were trading your own buddy as like human chattel.
Well, I mean, I guess that's one way to look at it. I own that guy. He lives in my basement.
So I believe this was the weekend. Now, this is back before cell phones. None of us had cell phones. So we're on Bourbon Street. Everything's wild. It's crazy down there. You got a couple hurricanes. The night spins out of control. And I find one of my other buddies, Mikey Shagrew, the great Mikey Shagrew. And me and him say, you know what? Let's go to the nastiest, skankiest, dirtiest nudie bar on Bourbon Street we can find, Pat. So this is interesting. We walk in. That's what they were playing.
Hey, that's my Twitter music.
So we walk in with that music playing, and there's some 65-year-old nasty stripper dancing for some poor sap, giving him a lap dance. And we're like, oh, my God, what kind of lowlife degenerate would have this old woman doing a lap dance for him? Well, the song ends, she steps away, and there's Frankie C. sitting in the corner.
I find this song a little judgmental.
I'm not being judgmental. I'm just talking.
I'm creating jobs. Hello? I'm a job creator.
You did create a job that night. So, Frankie, Patriots, man, how you Peyton Manning's coming to town. Obviously, a great rivalry that he's had. It seems that more in recent years, the Patriots dominated the early series against Manning in the Colts. Now Manning with the Broncos, coming in with the Broncos. But it seems in recent years, he kind of had the upper hand as the man who sleeps in his Tom Brady pajamas. Are you worried about this game?
No, I'm not worried. Although I probably should be based on the numbers because, I noticed that Denver is ranked pretty highly on the relativity index.
Well,
that's football facts.
Well, you know what's interesting about that? The relativity index, we size up how every team does relative to the quality of their opposition. And the Patriots right now have scored 134 points, right? The number one offense in football. And the Broncos are, I think, the number 10th ranked scoring offense in football. But if you look at Denver, relative to the defenses they've played, they are the number one offense in football right now, scoring 28.5 points per game. Against opponents who, on average, give up 18.5 points per game. That's 10 points better than those defenses do otherwise. So the Peyton Manning has the Broncos the number one offense in football when you size up the defenses he's faced. And oh, by the way, the Patriots are number two. So what I find interesting is that these two kind of, you know, the old gunslingers, it sounds weird saying they're old, but in football terms they are. The two old gunslingers are still bringing the heat, guys. They're still, they're not ready to kind of turn over their badge to the young guns yet. And right now leading the two best offenses in football when you look at the teams they've played. I find that pretty fascinating.
Yeah, it's going to be a bond burner. I can't wait. You know, I read your story on SI today about the greatest quarterback rivalry in history, and I got to tell you, by the end of it, I was goosebumps. I can't wait until Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, I mean, you know, listen, we year in and year out, we talked about the numbers earlier, these two teams, or these two quarterbacks, and granted, it's a new team, but I think, you know, we look at quarterbacks with the names on the marquee, right? We look at it, they don't face off against each other directly, but they're the ones who control their team's fates, and I think fans need to enjoy this. I think you need to celebrate it because we don't know, you know, when they'll meet again. And this has been this is the 13th time they've met. The Patriots have an 8-4 advantage. Tom Brady and the Patriots are 8-4 against Peyton Manning and the Colts. But like I said, in recent years, it seems that Peyton Manning's had the advantage a bit. And the team that won historically won that battle, and we're going to talk about it a little bit more with Adam Schefter in a few minutes. The team that historically, you know, won that battle between Manning and Brady, or, you know, the Patriots and the Colts more exactly, had the inside track on the playoffs, guys, and had the inside track on the Super Bowl. There's never been a more consequential rivalry of two prolific quarterbacks at the top of their game playing year after year.
That's a good way to put it, consequential. Historically, it has been.
Kind of like your time in New Orleans is consequential. I don't think they've allowed you back, have they?
The Super Bowl rolls through New Orleans this year.
Yeah, well, you know, we are. You know how crazy.
I can smell the perfume on them already.
Yeah, wait till you see me in glitter, Pat.
Pat, have you been to New Orleans before?
I have not. I'm going down there this year, so this will be my first.
Yeah, we hope to have the whole Cold Hard Football Facts crew down there this year. We had, you know, quite a few guys in Indy last year, a couple guys in New Orleans and in Dallas the year before that, and Miami the year before that. So it's going to be, you know, it's a lot of work. It's crazy, but it's like, it's so insane. Every famous person in America is at the Super Bowl. But coupled with the debauchery of New Orleans, it's going to be insane. And Kevin Collins, our great producer in the booth, is smiling, hoping the Patriots make it because he wants to be there. I can tell he's already got his gumbo.
It would sure beat Indy last year. Not that Indy was terrible. Yeah. They did a fine job. But yeah. New Orleans would be, I think, a step up.
He's already counting out. Kevin's already counting out a big stack of ones to have him ready for that skanky nudie bar in New Orleans.
Every Super Bowl should be held in New Orleans.
I agree, but the only problem I have with New Orleans is the dome. I like my football outside, and Pat and I, which I don't know if you were on the call yet, Frank, but Pat and I were talking earlier about the old Super Bowls outside in the sunlight, and, you know, we don't see that anymore. They're always at night now, and a lot of them are in domes.
That's true, and you know, I do remember, I did hear you talking about it, and I do remember seeing the footage from that game, you know, during the golden hour with that late afternoon sunlight over the Coliseum, just phenomenal camera work.
Yeah, that was the one I was talking about was Super Bowl 14, and I remember it because it was my 10th birthday. I don't think Pat was even a glimmer in his parents' eye yet, but it was January 20th, 1980, the Steelers and Rams, and like I said, it was my 10th birthday. I just remember it was in Pasadena at the Rose Bowl in the bright sunlight. It was probably, I don't know, 1 o'clock kickoff there on the West Coast, whatever it was. And everyone in the stands had these silver shakers, and it was just a brilliant spectacle of the sunlight dappling off the shakers in the stands, you know, 100,000 people, and then the game ended at dusk, ended in the twilight, and it was just kind of really beautiful to kind of see, in the way NFL Films captured, it was so beautiful to see the game evolve from the bright sunlight to the dark into this great Steelers comeback to solidify the dynasty. It's, all my memories are tied to football, guys. It's pretty pathetic.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you want me to get out the violin?
You have tiny violins. That's what I need. So, all right, well, Frankie C., we appreciate it. We got to make tracks, go to a break. We're going to have Adam Schefter on after the break, NFL insider from ESPN. He's got a lot of great insight on Patriots-Broncos this week. We'll talk to you on the other side.
The Cold Hard Football Facts, crushing wayward opinions since 1869.
Sullivan Tire and Auto Repair is teaming up with Bridgestone Tires for an offer that's going to make you and your family very excited. Now through September 30th, when you buy four select Bridgestone Tires at Sullivan Tire, you could receive a $70 American Express gift card or your very own Wii gaming system the whole family will love. See SullivanTire.com. Offer valid August 27th through September 30th, 2012. Mail-in claim form required. Cards issued by American Express Prepaid Card Management Corporation. Wii systems given away on behalf of Bridgestone America. Nintendo is not affiliated with this promotion. Certain limitations apply.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. An exciting Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Ace Ticket is your trusted source. We have the best seats at the lowest prices for all your favorite Boston teams. Ace Ticket is now selling Celtics and Bruins tickets to all games with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or right across the street from Boston Garden. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
My name is Terry, and not too long ago, I couldn't tell a first down from a touchdown, a flea flicker from a flea circus. But then, I got NFL Mobile from Verizon. I can watch every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night NFL game live, right on my smartphone.
Nice call on the game yesterday, Terry.
I told you they couldn't stop the run. Plus, with access to NFL Network, I can watch highlights whenever I want.
Huge fantasy week. How did you know to start Mayo?
Woman's intuition, I guess. And with NFL Red Zone, I won't miss a touchdown on Sunday afternoons.
Hooked up, T-Mac.
You know it.
Offense is looking good, huh, Terry?
Good? They've been lethal in the Red Zone, Tim. Lethal. Pfft, rookie.
With NFL Mobile on Verizon 4G LTE, no one will know the game better than you. Call Star NFL to get it now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime, message, and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Remember, don't call or text while driving.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Verizon Fios is America's fastest internet. How fast is that? Faster than Patriots linebacker Gerard Mayo can take down a quarterback, a running back, tight end, or an offensive lineman who just got in the way. In fact, Verizon Fios internet is more than twice as fast as anything you've ever seen. And that means Patriots scores, videos, highlights, and more right when you want them. Fios is built to support multiple devices simultaneously with a constant stream of your favorite Patriots content. And that means you get Gerard Mayo's sacks at Gerard Mayo's speed.
Now that's fast.
Welcome to a world of football where and when you want it. Welcome to Life on Fios, proud sponsor of the New England Patriots. Fios available in select areas. Internet speeds up to 300 down and 65 up megabits per second available.
This is Rob Gronkowski. I get lots of mail from fans asking me how they can be more like me, Gronk. It's easy. First, just head down to Dunkin' Donuts and pick up a freshly made bakery sandwich. Second, get a sweet nickname. Third, bench press 225 pounds 28 times. That's it. You're just like me, Gronk. Now hurry into Dunkin' Donuts and grab a bakery sandwich today. Gronk runs on Dunkin'.
Price and participation may vary. New England Patriots and Patriots and related logos are trademarks of New England Patriots, LLC.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, better banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, and online banking with bill pay, along with the flexible options you need to help make your everyday a little easier to manage. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call better banking. Sovereign Bank.
Member FDIC.
Want to be a Patriots season ticket holder? Join the Patriots season ticket holder waitlist and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriots season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots ticket exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit Patriots.com/the list to join today.
Well, welcome back to the Cold Hard Football Facts on Patriots.com. We are very excited, very pleased to be joined right now by the great Adam Schefter, NFL insider from ESPN. Adam, how you doing?
Hello there, Kerry. How you doing today?
Couldn't be better. Couldn't be better. Of course, you know, a lot of fans here, I want to get in specifically with you with Patriots Broncos, obviously you being, you know, cutting your chops in Denver. We want to talk a little bit about that. But first right now, and I know you were talking about it on ESPN today, fans here up in Boston are kind of deliciously excited by the chaos in New York, Adam, mm-hmm. with the injuries there and the being the shutout loss to the 49ers. What's going on there? I mean, is this a team spinning out of control, or what do you see with the Jets right now?
Listen, you take the two best players off any team in the league, and I think that they would be hurting in some form or capacity. And Santonio Holmes was their best playmaking wide receiver. Their best playmaking offensive player, and Terrell Revis was their best playmaking defensive player. They're both gone. Two losses in the standings, and so that makes life challenging right now for the New York Jets, much to the satisfaction of the Patriots and their fans.
Now, the bigger loss to me seemed to be the Terrell Revis injury. I mean, he is one of the rare defensive players that you can chronicle how that team performs, you know, better and worse with and without him in the lineup. I mean, how do you look at that? Is one injury more important than the other, or is it even fair to...
To me, they have such little depth at the wide receiver position, and they have so few playmakers in the offensive side of football, and I know how valuable a cornerback is, particularly the best cornerback in the game. So it's hard to argue against that, but there's a part of me that says Santonio Holmes is every bit as important as Darrell Revis, even though, to me, he's not as good a player as Darrell Revis.
Yep. What do the Jets do? I mean, I've heard, you know, people toss around Terrell Owens, Plaxico Burress, some of the kind of, you know, veteran receivers sitting at home right now. I mean, is that the route they need to go? Should they go? Or from your perspective, will they? Are they even contemplating that right now?
I think that, look, what they did today was, the last 2 weeks, look, Monday they signed Aaron Berry, the former Lions cornerback. Today they signed Jason Hill, the former Jaguars and 49ers wide receiver. They're taking what they consider to be the best talent on the street right now and making a move on it. Really, they don't have a lot of options. If you lose your two best players at certain positions, if you're counting on players on the street saving your season, you're in trouble.
Yeah. Now, is it fair to criticize Mike Tannenbaum for, I mean, this team doesn't seem to have a lot of depth in any area. I mean, especially, and we'll get into it, at quarterback. I mean, is this just a team that hasn't been managed well recently?
Again, I don't know about that. Okay. I think the bigger issue is, again, I just come back to this. It's a basic, simple premise. Take the top offensive playmaker and the top defensive playmaker of any team, yep, and see how they fare. Period.
Now, what about, of course, Tim Tebow as the most popular and famous backup quarterback in history, maybe. Is he going to get a shot? Or, we've been talking here, Adam, will Greg McElroy get a shot? I mean, this guy... It was a great college player, like Tim Tebow, was a national champion who put up big numbers out of the SEC. Will we get to the point where even the Jets just say, hey, maybe he's the guy we need to put in there and see what he can do?
Well, I don't know about that. I think that they're committed to, right now, they're committed to Mark Sanchez, for better or worse. I mean, yep. If they're going to save their season, they're going to do it with Sanchez. If you think Greg McElroy is going to come in and lead this team to the playoffs, then I want to know what film you've been watching.
Well, nobody does, but
they go to McElroy? I mean, it just makes no sense.
Well, if Tebow can't get it done, Sanchez now, all the years he's been into it, it's just kind of, would they reach that point of desperation, I guess, would be the question, where, hey, what do we got to lose and throw him out there? So with that said, the big game everybody's talking about, or at least up here particularly, the renewal of what I say is the greatest quarterback rivalry of all time, Peyton Manning versus Tom Brady. The Broncos coming to Foxborough for a Sunday afternoon game. You know, one way we're looking at this is it's kind of the John Elway being, you know, running the show in Denver. And football seems unique, and I'd be interested in your perspective, in that not a lot of great ex-players, compared to other sports, it seems, take on jobs, as, you know, and become successful head coaches or executives in the NFL. Is that a fair assessment? I mean, it seems in baseball you seem to see great players maybe get a job as, you know, kind of manage teams more often than you see great football players become head coaches or GMs. Is that the case, or is that just my kind of perception of it?
Well, I think that we've seen football players who have attempted to do it. Dan Marino almost did it.
Yep.
Marshall Faulk has dabbled with it in the past. I think there are other players that would feel compelled to do something like that, but I think more often than not, it doesn't happen. What makes Elway's situation unique is he went in there, and because of who he was, I believe that gave the Broncos a distinct advantage
yep.
in the recruitment of Peyton Manning. And if Elway didn't have the accomplished pass that he did and understand quarterbacks the way he does, then I think it would have been tough for them to land Peyton Manning. If the old regime with Josh McDaniels and Brian Sanders were in place, I don't know if they would have went after him, and I don't know if they would have landed him.
Yep.
But one of the things that Peyton felt comfortable with was Elway's background and his understanding of the position. And so that was one reason he picked Denver. So in this particular case, it really benefited Denver having Elway's experiences, and it made the Broncos a better organization for it, and it made them relevant and competitive this year.
But beyond that, and that's obviously one player, and I think that makes perfect sense, but beyond, you know, running an NFL team is more than landing that one player. You know, you covered John Elway for quite a while, and I believe during the Super Bowl days you were covering the Broncos. Is that correct?
Yeah, I covered the team for 16 years, and what I was going to say to you is, you know, you think about Elway, went to Stanford, economics degree from Stanford.
He's a bright guy.
Had a chain of successful car dealerships. So it's not like he's just some quarterback that you just trot out there that doesn't know anything else that's going on.
Yep.
Guy has a pretty good grasp of how life operates. And obviously, in that job, it's not just identifying talent. It's managing an organization. It's boosting people's esteem. It's making sure everything fits together. It's understanding the money issues that team faces. It's juggling that money to make sure a team is trying to make money. It's making sure your players are happy. It's relating to, there's a lot of things that go into it.
Yep.
And I think John was pretty well equipped from his time in Denver to go take on that job and succeed at it.
Now, in his day as a player, Adam, he obviously, there was a lot of great, that was kind of almost the new golden age of quarterbacks in the 1980s. Obviously, he was part of the great quarterback class of 1983. You know, won the two Super Bowls, played in five, and there were a lot of great rivalries, at that time. Elway versus Marino, Marino versus Montana, however you want, you know, Elway versus Montana, however you want to size it up. I would contend right now that we're witnessing the greatest quarterback rivalry of all time, and Tom Brady versus Peyton Manning. And I don't know if I'm just kind of looking at this as a guy from Boston who is living through it, or what other rivalries would compare to this in terms of great prolific quarterbacks who play in meaningful games, it seems, year after year after year.
Well, the only thing I would tell you is that when they square up on Sunday, it'll be the second time in history that two quarterbacks with more than 125 regular season wins square off at this stage of their career. The first time, December 21st, 1998, John Elway versus Dan Marino.
Wow.
And Elway and Marino went at it a few different times, and that was pretty, I don't know that it was as much of a rivalry because the teams didn't meet as often, but when you're talking about the great quarterbacks in history, Elway, Marino, Brady, Peyton would be in the top 10 of everybody's list.
Yeah, and I mean, we even went back and looked at this old school, you know, like, you know, Sid Luckman versus Sammy Barr and Bart Starr versus Johnny Unitas, and those guys never really met that often. I mean, and one of the interesting things is the winner of the Manning-Brady, and not to boil it down to one player. We all know it's a team game, but obviously being the quarterbacks, they get kind of the marquee, you know, the name and lights. But the winner of the regular season rivalry between these two teams has gained home field advantage over the other in 8 of the last 11 postseasons. And the team that won the meeting all three times in the postseason went on to win the Super Bowl in 03, 04, 06. And I'm not sure we've ever quite seen two teams, and again, before it was obviously Manning and the Colts versus Brady and the Patriots, but I'm not sure we've ever seen consistently year after year two quarterbacks who just met in such meaningful games that literally had an impact on the Super Bowl picture year after year.
I just don't view the Broncos in that category
yep.
that the Colts are in right now. So
yep.
it's hard for me to say that the winner of this game bolts to the lead for the race for home field advantage or for a spot in the playoffs in the AFC in the Super Bowl. I mean, to me...
Yeah, no, I agree with that. Just talking about the past, but...
Yeah, I just think that, you know, if you're going to win in the AFC, Houston and New England are the top two dogs.
Yeah,
Pittsburgh and Baltimore may be there. Denver or San Diego will be there. We may get another team that sneaks in there somewhere along the way. But I don't view this Denver team as being as much of a threat as Peyton's Colts teams were back in their prime. I just don't see that.
Yep. Why not? What in particular about them?
I just don't see them operating at that level.
Yep.
With that consistency. I guess maybe with the pass rushers, maybe you'd say Mathis and Freeney or Doomerville and Miller, maybe so. Is Reggie Wayne and some of the targets that Peyton was throwing to back in the day better than Denver's targets? Maybe so.
Yep.
I think Peyton, you know, 5 years ago may have been a better Peyton than he is now. He's new to Denver, new to the system, getting used to everybody. They're getting used to him. It's just a learning curve to break in, and I think Peyton will be better as the season goes on. Just my feeling.
Well, you know, I had a lot of doubts, and we talked about it a lot at Cold Hard Football Facts on SI and a lot of different places here on Patriots.com. And, you know, I had a lot of concerns, Adam, that, you know, he's an older guy. Older quarterbacks don't typically perform as well as they do in their late 20s, early 30s. Coming off a catastrophic injury, missing a year, new team, all those reasons. But an interesting number we looked at this week, we track what we call relativity, how well you perform relative to your competition.
Yeah.
The Broncos right now are scoring on average 10 points more than their opponents give up in their other games. That's number one in the NFL. Right now, based on the quality of the defenses they're facing, Peyton Manning's leading the number one offense in the NFL. The teams they play, again, granted, it's only, you know, 4 games into the season, but there are 4 opponents have given up 18.5 points this season in other games, and they've averaged, the Broncos have averaged, you know, 20.5 points against those teams. That's pretty phenomenal. You don't see that too often. I think that's a testament to how well he's rebounded. And, oh, by the way, the number two team in that number offensively is the New England Patriots. Granted, the number one scoring offense in football, but when you look at the, you know, they played weaker defenses, the Broncos are a little bit better.
Yeah, well, that's the thing that jumps out at me when you're saying that. I know Pittsburgh is a strong situation where basically Denver outplayed the Steelers the first night, but they dominated the Raiders. And Denver got beat pretty bad by Houston and Atlanta, two tough defenses. And I think New England's in that category of defense, tough defense.
Yep. Hey, let me ask you, Adam, are you a stat guy? I mean, you know, it's kind of this new wave. I think we've done some of it at Cold Hard Football Facts and a lot of other sites, too. Are you a stat guy yourself, or are you more...
I'm not hardcore, but of course I enjoy a good stat like the next guy.
Anything you look at when judging games at all? Anything that jumps out, or are you more about the matchups?
Yeah.
Then we always say, you know, we talk about the correlation to victory at Cold Hard Football Facts, and
turnovers always.
Yeah, and we always say, you know, your score has a 100% correlation to victory. You score more points, you win the game. It's hard to argue with that one.
Yeah, I think that basically turnovers are always a key thing to me.
Yeah, and we track that. I think if you win the interception battle in particular, you win about 80-something percent of all NFL games. It's pretty remarkable.
I'm not surprised about that at all.
Hey, real quick, we've been high on the Houston Texans all year. Are you a believer, or where do you stand on Houston?
Definitely a believer in the Houston Texans. I think that they're a really strong team. I think they're the best team in the AFC right now.
Yep.
When New England gets healthy, maybe New England will challenge it. Wouldn't surprise me if the Patriots did. But right now, I think that they're a very good, very strong team.
All right, and then my last question, Adam. You guys are also snazzily dressed at ESPN. Do you guys have a suit maker, or what? Why are you guys all so well dressed there? I'm always amazed at the quality of the clothing you guys have on.
I appreciate you saying that. I didn't realize that my wife will take that as a compliment, being that she comes and picks out suits off the rack for me.
Anybody
could go buy the suits that I'm buying, you know, if they go into some kind of local department store and get them, and I'm glad that you're impressed enough, Kerry, to mention that like that.
Well,
I'm
kind of a hoodie T-shirt guy, Adam, so you look much better than I do.
I could wear a hoodie and T-shirt. I don't think that would go over real well on Sunday Countdown.
Beautiful. All right, well, Adam, we appreciate your time, appreciate your insights. Always a pleasure to talk, and I look forward to hearing your reports the rest of the season.
Thanks, Kerry. Have a great day.
All right, Adam Schefter, NFL insider from ESPN, and I appreciate his time. Thanks, Adam. So, Pat, are you a snazzy suit guy yourself?
Only if it's a wedding or funeral.
I don't think I should have delved into the clothing area. But you know, those guys all have, like, I swear, the most amazing suits I've ever seen on.
You know, one thing I would want to ask Adam if I had the chance. I want to know if the background that's like that's always in his live shots, if that actually exists or if it's just a cardboard cutout of a bookcase with a picture of him and his wife. Because I don't know why, but whenever I see him file reports, I just start laughing, thinking of right as he says, you know, goodbye, and they sign off. They just say, all right, cut, and they just break down this cardboard box.
Or they bring in another cardboard box of Merrill Hodge with, like, books about Neanderthals and stuff.
They bring one in for Snake Schlereth, yeah. For Jaws.
I don't know. I'm not sure what they do. So, hey, so we talked about the relativity.
Jaws.
We talked about the... What was that, Kevin?
Jaws.
Jaws is... who was that, Tom Jackson?
Michael Irvin.
Oh, Michael Irvin, okay. The, Speaking of snazzy dresses.
Yes.
So we get it. We talked about the relativity index. How well teams perform relative to the quality of their opponents. And George from Goffstown, New Hampshire, has an email here. He says, hi, Cold Hard Football Facts. I believe the Patriot D will keep Manning and the Broncos to 21 points or less. What do you think? George from Goffstown, New Hampshire. Appreciate the email, George. I don't see that happening. I mean, you look at, like we said, Denver is the number one scoring offense in football. When you look at the quality of their opposition, 10 points better on average than their opponents normally give up. And the Patriots give up what right now? 23 points per game, I believe. So if that trend holds true, if Manning's able to duplicate that feat like he's done against other teams, you could see the Broncos scoring a 30 points pad. I don't think that's I don't know if it's likely, but I don't think it's unrealistic either.
Yeah, before you even mentioned the 23 points a game for the Patriots, that was, you know, the thing I was thinking of was if the Patriots hold them to 23, I'd be shocked. And that is, you know, that just takes into account two touchdowns and three field goals. And I just see Denver scoring more than five times, and I see them scoring more than two touchdowns. So definitely don't see that happening, but you know what? I've been wrong so many times that adding one
track.
More wrong to the notch on the shelf is not gonna make or break me.
Well, you know, Manning does have, he's had bad games here in Foxborough before. We all know that. He had a bad game at Atlanta. You know, he has a bad game. That's a different team. Obviously, that's a different team. But you know what? We'll dive into some more details, quality stats, cold hard football facts about the big Patriots-Broncos game when we come back on the other side of the break. Stay tuned, and we'll talk to you on the other side.
The Cold Hard Football Facts, crushing wayward opinions since 1869.
Sullivan Tire and Auto Repair is teaming up with Bridgestone Tires for an offer that's going to make you and your family very excited. Now through September 30th, when you buy four select Bridgestone Tires at Sullivan Tire, you could receive a $70 American Express gift card or your very own Wii gaming system the whole family will love. See SullivanTire.com. Offer valid August 27th through September 30th, 2012. Mail-in claim form required. Cards issued by American Express Prepaid Card Management Corporation. Wii systems given away on behalf of Bridgestone America. Nintendo is not affiliated with this promotion. Certain limitations apply.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. An exciting Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Ace Ticket is your trusted source. We have the best seats at the lowest prices for all your favorite Boston teams. Ace Ticket is now selling Celtics and Bruins tickets to all games, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or right across the street from Boston Garden. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com.
My name is Terry, and not too long ago, I couldn't tell a first down from a touchdown, a flea flicker from a flea circus. But then, I got NFL Mobile from Verizon. I can watch every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night NFL game live, right on my smartphone.
Nice call on the game yesterday, Terry.
I told you they couldn't stop the run. Plus, with access to NFL Network, I can watch highlights whenever I want.
Huge fantasy week. How did you know to start Mayo?
Woman's intuition, I guess. And with NFL Red Zone, I won't miss a touchdown on Sunday afternoons.
Up top, T-Mac.
You know it.
Offense is looking good, huh, Terry?
Good? They've been lethal in the red zone, Tim. Lethal. Rookie.
With NFL Mobile on Verizon 4G LTE, no one will know the game better than you. Call *NFL to get it now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime, message, and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Remember, don't call or text while driving.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Story Time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Verizon Fios is America's fastest internet. How fast is that? Faster than Patriots linebacker Gerard Mayo can take down a quarterback, a running back, tight end, or an offensive lineman who just got in the way. In fact, Verizon Fios internet is more than twice as fast as anything you've ever seen. And that means Patriots scores, videos, highlights, and more right when you want them. Fios is built to support multiple devices simultaneously with a constant stream of your favorite Patriots content. And that means you get Gerard Mayo's sacks at Gerard Mayo's speed.
Now that's fast.
Welcome to a world of football where and when you want it. Welcome to Life on Fios, proud sponsor of the New England Patriots. Fios available in select areas. Internet speeds up to 300 down and 65 up megabits per second available.
Hey, it's Rob Gronkowski, Pat's tight end and big-time Duncan fan. The secret to my success? Coach drew up a play called Gronk, run downfield, catch ball out of air, and we give you freshly made bakery sandwich from Dunkin' Donuts. I say Coach is a genius.
No defense keeps Gronk from his freshly made bakery sandwiches. Hurry into Dunkin' Donuts and grab your go-to sandwich today. Gronk runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. New England Patriots and Patriots and related logos are trademarks of New England Patriots LLC.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, Better Banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, and online banking with bill pay, along with the flexible options you need to help make your everyday a little easier to manage. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call Better Banking. Sovereign Bank. Member FDIC.
NFL Films presents Great Moments in the National Fiction League. In September of 1997, the St. Louis Rams prized running back Lawrence Phillips, 1 year removed from his rookie season, got into a dispute with head coach Dick Vermeil.
And Phillips is not happy. Lawrence Phillips is not happy. He is jawjacking with head coach Dick Vermeil.
The dispute led to one of the more infamous moments in the National Football League.
And Phillips just threw down his helmet. He just threw his helmet off the turf and he is leaving. Lawrence Phillips has headed off to the locker room, perhaps the parking lot. We don't know. We will get our crew on it immediately. And oh my God, oh my God. Oh my God! Lawrence Phillips has returned to the field! He is driving a pickup truck! 40, 30, 20! He just hit Ben Cashin in the head with his bumper! 10, 5! Isaac Bruce goes down! He's looking! Lawrence Phillips is looking for Dick Vermeil! He is driving like a rabid maniac! Somebody stop this man! Slash his tires! My God, Lawrence Phillips!
Following the incident of road rage on the field, referee Red Cashin assessed the Rams a 15-yard penalty for illegal contact.
Lawrence Phillips doesn't take no for an answer, does he, Pat?
That was just a sad day in Rams history.
That was the worst thing I've heard on an NFL field since the day Brett Favre took out a team of terrorists, which we heard about last week.
Yeah, that was more positive. Or leave Red Cashin alone, too, Lawrence. God.
I had Red Cashin, one of the all-time great refs, too. Who would want to hurt a cute little Red Cashin?
The only thing that was missing from that at the very end after the voice of God said that there was a 15-yard penalty, we needed a Red Cashin first down. I'll make sure we get on that next time.
There was no foul on the play. It was not a hold. The defender was just overpowered.
Do you remember that there was a famous call, I don't know, 20 years ago? It might have been Red Cashin when he says, number 92 is giving him the business. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do, actually.
That was a great one. So do you do all the voices on those, Pat?
I do, yeah.
Tony Brown. Close the file. 69. Offense. He was giving them the business. He played with them.
Kevin, who was that? Who was the official? Do you know?
I have no idea, but I don't know. I it was in the Dropbox before I got hired.
I'm
so
amazed
I know it's
you
been
had
there
it
for a while.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, man. So
yeah,
he's
that's going to age nicely, like a nice bottle of wine.
But nowadays, the NFL's so like uptight about everything, and I guess for there are reasons for it. But those kind of one-off moments are pretty funny, man. You know what I mean? I mean, how else do you describe it? It's giving them the business.
It works for me. It works for every football fan, I think, too.
that should be its own penalty, giving them the business.
Exactly, 10 yards.
So, all right, we're closing in on the end here of Cold Hard Football Facts on Patriots.com. We got a lot of games to dive into. Do we want to launch into our stat attack here, Pat, and see if we can launch an assault of Cold Hard Football Facts at the end here?
Very good. We kind of touched about it on it earlier, but we'll go through starting with Thursday night's game, Arizona at St. Louis. What's one cold hard football fact that we need to know about?
I'm very worried. Arizona now, number 32 on the offensive hog index. They supplanted the Chicago Bears, who are now number 31. In St. Louis, number one in defensive passer rating, this matchup bodes pretty well for the Rams.
How about Atlanta at Washington? That'll be an interesting matchup.
Yeah, I mean, right now the Redskins have issues, Pat. It's simple as that. Number 27 in scoring defense, bottom quarter of the league in all our defensive indicators against the pass, defensive passer rating, defensive QB rating. Matt Ryan and company could have a very big day against the Washington Redskins.
The Ravens at the Chiefs.
The Chiefs dead last in our quality stats power rankings. They have one win, but they're the worst team in football across the board in our numbers.
Cleveland at the Giants.
I mean, I admire the Giants for. I admire the Browns for hanging tough last week on Thursday against the Ravens, against a very good Ravens team. The problem, though, they are dead last in offensive passer rating, the worst, least efficient offense in football. Dead last in real quarterback rating. You know, Brandon Weeden, a rookie, but even by rookie standards, not putting up great numbers. But I admire kind of the leadership he showed against Baltimore last week.
Green Bay at Indianapolis.
Indianapolis has still got issues on defense. We talked about it last year that, you know, obviously Peyton Manning being out, everyone talked about the offense, but they had the worst defense in football on our numbers, have barely improved this year. And if Aaron Rodgers is going to kind of rebound in a big way, this is the game to do it.
How about Miami at Cincinnati?
How about not? I don't know. This game doesn't do it for me, Pat.
With that's that, Snowflake the Dolphin right there.
With that said, is that who that is, Snowflake the Dolphin? How do you guys know your dolphins? How do you know your dolphins?
Because I watched Ace Ventura.
Yeah, I think Pat talks to dolphins.
Does he?
He
does.
He has that ability.
He's a dolphin whisperer.
I actually will put raw fish in my mouth and let dolphins remove it from my mouth.
I'm a big Andy Dalton guy right now. The Bengals, number two in average per pass attempt, real passing yards per attempt, over 8 yards every time he drops back to pass. He could have a big day against a team with a rookie quarterback.
How about the black and blue special in the Steel City? Philadelphia at Pittsburgh. My God, there's going to be casualties.
There may be. And right now, the Pittsburgh Steelers, the vaunted Pittsburgh Steelers, the worst rushing team in football, Patrick. 2.6 yards per attempt on the ground. But meanwhile, they are number one on third down conversions, converting almost 60% of third downs. Big Ben's carrying most of the load. He's, I think, second right now in the NFL in passer rating.
Titans at Vikings. Does that do it for you?
I like the Vikings. I'm sorry, dude. You're taken aback with my response. I kind of like the Vikings. I kind of like how they're playing. I like the way, Christian Ponder's looked fairly efficient. In Tennessee right now, 30th and our quality stats power rankings, 30th in the relativity index. Still one of the worst teams in football.
Bears or Jaguars?
I like watching the Bears play. To me, that's like, not to throw around the cliche old school football, but, you know, they do it with great defense. They create opportunities for the offense. And like we said, we talked about it earlier in the show, give Jay Cutler a little time, protect him, and he can tear apart a defense like he did against the Cowboys the other night.
Seahawks at Panthers.
The Seahawks, the best team at home, one of the best teams at home against the spread, and one of the worst teams on the road against the spread. They win about 38% against the spread, not even straight up, against the spread, 38% on the road since 2000. The most bipolar team in football. Always be wary of the Seahawks on the road.
You say spread one more time, and I'm going to go eat some Ritz crackers and cheese.
By the way, we track. We do at Code Hot Football Facts Insider. 50 against the spread trends this week that hit more than 60%. So we got all these numbers covered from every angle.
Bills at 49ers.
The 49ers, they're my team to win the NFC and go to the Super Bowl. Right now that defense is still pretty good. I think we've seen the best of the Bills so far, you know, earlier in the year. And the way they fell apart, giving up 45 points in the second half, I don't think is a good sign. And if you want to talk spread a little more, Jim Harbaugh, 9-1 at home against the spread since taking over the 49ers.
That's impressive. Denver at New England.
You know, this is a great game. The Patriots are actually, of the 20 indicators we track at Cold Hard Football Facts and our Real and Spectacular picks, the Patriots are better in 14 of those 20 indicators. They're slightly better in our quality stats, power rankings. I think the Patriots eke out a close win at home.
As we have entered the month of Norv Turner, the Chargers at New Orleans.
Who would have thought that San Diego, four games into the year, would be dominant statistically over the Saints at this point? Right now, one of the big problems with the Saints, Pat, a 107 defensive passer rating. That means the four quarterbacks they face this year have put up an average 107 passer rating. That's losing football, and even Drew Brees can't overcome that deficit.
And finally, the Texans on Monday night against the Tebows, Rex Ryans.
The Houston is the best defense in football for my money. If you go to Cold Hard Football Facts, Pat, you go to Cold Hard Football Facts, go to Cold Hard Football Facts Insider, where we size up every team and every game, right, along 20 different indicators, 20 different quality stats. Houston is better than the Jets in all 20, every single indicator. I don't think we've ever seen that 4 weeks into the season. This could be even uglier than the San Francisco game. I like Houston to embarrass the Jets at home, just like San Francisco did.
Eating a bunch of f***ing cheeseburgers.
And we had the recipe for losing games from Rex Ryan
earlier.
Yeah,
Paula Deen's going to have a big recipe for Rex Ryan come Tuesday morning for how to lose to the Texans.
Yeah, well, we're gonna have to whip up another recipe segment like that then, Pat, for next week's show.
We'll do that. And the Jets might be the worst 2-2 team in the history of the quality stats power ranking.
Yeah, it's amazing. Hey, right, one indicator about them, number 32 on our defensive hog index, the way we measure every defensive front in football. Rex Ryan, a defensive guy, prides himself on defense. Right now, forget about Darrell Revis and that injury.
Right.
The worst defensive front in football. I'll run through the numbers, okay? 31st on third down defense, number 26 rushing the passer. Number 30 against the run. They're giving up almost 5 yards per attempt. This team has got more. So I can't even come up with a metaphor for how many problems they have.
Yeah, well, it's. I'm not even going to go there with political debates on the horizon. I will say, yeah, that was the one thing that stood out to me because that's got nothing to do with Santonio Holmes, nothing to do with Sanchez, nothing to do with Revis. That's got to do with the fact that there's problems with the foundation of Rex Ryan's defense, which is something that he normally is not. Weak at. So, yeah, they got some serious issues.
Yeah, and the Texans, meanwhile, top 10 in almost every single one of our indicators. Number one in the relativity index means they're the best team in football relative to the quality of the competition. Number one in our quality stats power rankings. Number one in pass defense. Number one in protecting the passer. Number one in third down defense. I mean, this team is stacked, and barring any kind of meltdown, it should be a big, ugly win, which I know will make Patriots fans happy up here in Boston, Pat.
Well, I just want to preface that or follow that up by saying that you're number one in my heart, Kerry.
And the Texans are number one in my heart this year. I appreciate that, Pat. It's a love fest here at the Cold Hard Football Facts. So don't forget, folks, you can join us You can join us every Wednesday, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. here at Patriots.com. Don't forget our friends Billet Enright and Todd DeVries from Fantasy Football Champs every Tuesday, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Football Nation Live, Thursdays, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. And then around the clock, Fred Kirsch, John Rook, and that whole gang delivering great radio here each week at Patriots.com. We will talk to you folks next Wednesday.
Cold Hard Football Facts, a member of the FootballNation.com family.